talking about desktop integration, and there are some major issues and ways you can deal with it. There are key bindings, basically how GTK handles key bindings and how they work in GNOME and the various widgets. And you can share data between applications so that you can log into the same thing from various applications. Doing IPC and plugins with Bonobo so that you have a standard plugin system for all applications. The notification area. Integrating the API so that it's easier to develop applications that are integrated. And what can you do and what is being done. And in GTK, the menu key bindings take priority, and themes only affect a minimal set of widgets. So in the widgets, the key bindings work for some widgets, but like in Evolution 1.4, in the Composer, if you have Emacs key bindings set and you want to do Control A or something, it doesn't work because Control A is select all in the menu. So you don't get the desired effect. And the real way to fix this is to have themes that affect all the key bindings so that you use Emacs key bindings for all of the things or Windows key bindings for all of the things. And it would just make it a lot easier if we did this, but it's a lot of work. And so for sharing data, we can share HTTP cookies, which is fairly easy to do. And I did this last week. I wrote a shared cookie library, and I patched GNOME BFS to use this library so that I can log in to, say, freshmeat.net in Encompass. And then I go and open Nautilus GTK HTML and go to freshmeat.net, and I'm already logged in. So it's easy to do that. And in Windows, in Yahoo Messenger, when you log in, it sends you HTTP cookies over the Yahoo protocol, and it sends the messenger writes those to the IE cookie database. And then when you open your mail from Yahoo Messenger, it just opens an IE window, and you're already logged in, and it shows you your inbox right there. And so then we have the address book and calendar, and there are ways to abstract the different sources for address book, like using Exchange and a remote site like Yahoo or Hotmail, and using a local database. And the same for the calendar. You could use Exchange or Sun1 or something like that. And the way to do this is with Evolution's Wombat, if we split it out into a separate package, then applications can depend on this for getting data from Exchange or whatever, and it will just pull whatever address sources you need. So for like instant messaging, if you have somebody in your Exchange address book, it could get the information for them in your buddy list, and it would just show up right there, even though your calendar and address book are way over there. And for bookmarks, favorites, etc., sharing bookmarks across applications is very important because you may want to open, say, HTTP URLs in a web browser or FTP URLs in GFTP or something. And putting them all in a simple location, like in the GNOME menu, will just allow you to click and open the thing. And right now we have the favorites URI in GNOME BFS, which is fairly unused now because it was originally designed to store user applications in the GNOME menu. And in GNOME 2, it has been hidden from the user, but you can still store data in it and add it to the menu. And now in 2.2, we also have the network URI, which is used to store stuff like FTP sites and SSH URLs. But they could all just be merged into one source so that we have them all in the same menu or location. And for themes, for icon themes, users would want to have, say, the same smileys or status icons for instant messaging across all the applications that use those. Like Evolution, you would want the same smileys to show up in your emails as you do in your instant messaging chat. And it would just be very simple to do that with icon themes. And for colors and drawing methods, it's mostly a development issue for custom widgets where you want to have arrows or something like that. Like in Evolution 1.2, the arrows in the custom calendar widgets were just pix maps in the code. And in 1.4, I changed those to be GTK arrows so that everything matches the theme nicely. And for settings, we want to use the same network proxy settings everywhere. And like printing, we want to say, use the same printers or whatever everywhere, mostly. And for IPC and plugins with Bonobo, a lot of people say that Bonobo really sucks. And I believe that most of these people say it sucks because of the XML UI stuff. And so if you don't use Bonobo UI other than to create a widget to embed in your application, it's fairly good. And it's really easy to do IPC with Bonobo using the Corbat API and using IDL. And in Compass 2, I'm doing this for the plugins so that all the plugins are just Bonobo controls so they can be used in Compass or Nautilus or wherever, and everything will just work. And the way we need to do this for the plugins is to have a standard interface for embedded content such that plugins for, say, Flash or whatever work the same in Nautilus as they do in Evolution or your web browser or wherever, so that you use the same plugin and application to view things everywhere. And then we have the notification area, and there is event notification, which is you can have your new mail show up as a little icon and blink, or calendar appointments and stuff like that, such that you can tell that things are happening in your system, but they may or may not be important, and there are ways to do that easily. And there's also daemonized status feedback, which is very important for applications that need an icon in the status doc, but do not want to have like a UI otherwise most of the time, such as instant messaging, where you may want to hide the buddy list, but you want to be notified if somebody logs in or you receive messages or whatever. And for device state, you want to know what the printer status is or what, like, your battery or airport or whatever. And Virtual Girl I put up here because in a previous thread on one of the usability lists, there was discussion of a standard definition for use of the notification area. And I used Virtual Girl as a counterpoint for applications that should not remain in the status area because it uses it completely because it has no other UI to control it. So it's a very good example of an application that could use it for that purpose. And then we need to integrate the API. So we want to abstract away the file system with GNOME DFS so that all applications can read data from the same place or wherever, because as a developer, you shouldn't really care where the data is coming from. You should care about the data, and that's it in the application. And for automatic icon themes, in Evolution 1.4, we aren't using icon themes, so the icons that show up for attachments and messages are different than the ones that show up in Nautilus, because it uses the older icons and not the ones that are set by the icon theme. So we have this problem because GNOME VFS returns the wrong icon, so there's no way to do that easily without implementing an entire icon theme implementation inside of Evolution. And we need to standardize on icon naming conventions so that you can use the same smileys or status icons or whatever across all your applications. And simplification through extensibility is such that you simplify the application by default, but you provide support for modularity so that you can extend it for users that want to have that extra power. And what can be done? you can test software. So you can download evolution and file bugs against the lack of icon theme support or stuff like that. All these bugs, most of these bugs are already filed. You can improve the HIG. Very often it's said that hackers shouldn't do UI design, but very often it is also true that UI designers shouldn't do UI design if they don't know how to code. In the HIG, there is, instead of using GTK frame, it says to use a label, and you space the stuff that's under the label that it's supposed to group with another GTK label that's simply a number of spaces, which is just completely wrong. You can help with Free Desktop Org, which is a site and a project to standardize various things such as the X-Embed protocol and the status notification protocol and stuff like that. And you can patch software, as I did last week. I patched GNOME DFS to handle shared cookies with my library. And what is being done? There's the Free Desktop project, which I just mentioned. There's Zimian Desktop, which if any of you went to Dave Camp's talk yesterday, he did a lot of work to integrate printing management into the desktop so that you can easily add and remove printers and do stuff with them. There's the Elysium projects that I am working on, and a few others are helping me with the shared cookies and stuff like that. And we do have a HIG, which is very good, even though it does have its flaws. So, are there any questions or anything? Virtual Girl is this stripper that comes in on your desktop on Windows and dances around in the bottom corner. And I see Dave and Joe are here. So the stripper just comes in your desktop, and there's a little icon in the task tray in Windows, and that's the only way to control it. So you can disable the stripper or change which strippers you want to come on. And there's actually a project for Linux and X called XOpenGirl, which does the same thing. And there are other animations that you can use, like there's animations of Bart Simpson and stuff that just come in and dance on the desktop. Yes? Medusa? I don't know much about that. I was under the impression that it was no longer developed or not under much development. Cool. Yeah, you have another one? Right. Right, yes. Yes, translation is a very big part of key bindings also. I failed to mention that, but yeah. Very good point. Yes?
You mentioned about the notification area.
Right.
And I looked for one possible interface if I have a big text file, like text, which I want to process from the page, like 5, 6 million to process up to 1,000 pages.
Right. Yeah, there's a widget in libegg that you just use, and you can create the window and it embeds it into the notification area very easily. Right. Anything else? I would have a demo, but Linux and X don't support VGA out, so I had to do this under OS X.